Praise ye the Lord. God is truly wonderful. He's very special. We're living in very exciting times because we're in a time when basically the world is seeing great dispensation of hardships. Even your weather stations and that, they're seeing a tiring of the earth. They call it from our pollution or whatever it is they want to, which is probably it. But anyway, our earth is not having the same feelings in itself as it once did. It's sort of groaning. It's sort of having pain. It's losing a lot of earth in many quarters of the earth. It has many problems. It has many atomic bomb tests have been upon the earth. And all these, it must have a great merit upon the earth itself, the shaking of the earth. So within that, we're seeing a time of people's hearts. They don't know the answers. Many people's hearts are questioned. They don't want to even think. They don't even want to think about what's going to come to pass. They're living in the now. And then that now, they're wanting greatest pleasures. I was looking at a man. He's got this new home, and he's got this new motor home, and they must be thousands and thousands of dollars. And I imagine he's a man about my age, so I don't think he's got too many more years unless God gives him permits beyond that. So he's just got a few years of being able to do what he wishes to do. But you know, those two or three years may go by very fast. At the end of it, maybe sickness may develop. And all these things comes to all of us. We face the latter end of our lives that we know that our bodies get old. We get sort of sluggish. We can't see like we once see, and we can't hear like we once can hear. And all these things start failing in us because God made us for a certain period of time. And that's why he made this earth for a certain period of time. He made the stars and all the galaxy that we're in for a certain period of time. But that time is getting shortened right now to the day of the coming of the Lord. And we as God's people, God says, be prepared. He's looking for a people that are ready, a people that are steady, that their minds are made up, that they're going to serve the living God, that they want to walk faithful, that they would want to walk in his blessing, they would want to walk in his comfort, they would want to walk determined to serve the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their soul. They would bless ye the Lord, that we would bless the Lord, we would praise him, we'd give him glory and honor, we'd come to him thanking him, and being satisfied with what we have, that we'd be comfortable, that his, whatever he gives us, we will walk in his comfort. We'd walk in that total blessing. But the problem, the world sees it in a different fashion. They see it, we need to get do it right now. We need to make ourselves rich. We need to take great ease. We need to take great trips of pleasures. We need to do all these things of comfort zone, and these comfort zones, even into the Christian, can actually deter your closeness to God. It can take that edge off of your Christian life. Many times coming into these places, like if you go on a year's vacation, when you come back, you probably wouldn't be praying like you are right tonight, because things come between you and God. It doesn't mean to happen at first, but pretty soon circumstances come your way. Things come your way, and pretty soon you don't have that time to read your word. You don't have your time to go to church. You don't have your time to seek God. You don't have your time to read the word of God. You don't have time to pray, and you start losing these great values that we have, that we must maintain these all of our times in life. Even we grow into a greater depth, we don't ever get looser in the Lord. We get more powerful, more locked into him, more closer to him. That should be our desire. We go into a deeper and a more spiritual and a higher realm than we've ever been. And that's what we have to look for, because that's what God has given for the child of God, that this last days that we would be overcomers, that we would be hot. The Bible says that we'd not be cold, but we'd be spiritually hot. That we'd not be lukewarm, but we'd be hot in the Lord. We'd desire that we'd be on fire for the Lord. We'd have a desire, a spiritual desire to love him, to walk in his love, to walk in his blessings. And we would be knowing that the time, we all truly know the times are coming. We know the times is hardship. We see here children of Africa throughout all the places of this world today, and it grips our hearts many times because they're going through times of torture. These little children don't have enough to eat. They're going through famine. They're going through very lean life. They don't have much clothing. And I know in Egypt it said that the Christians there were going in the garbage pits because they could not go anyplace else. They couldn't even find food in Egypt, only in the garbage. This is the Christians. And how pitiful here tonight. We have food. We have a full stomach. We have all the things that we have. We have, most of us have more money than we need. We have more than what we have to have. We can live on a closer substance if we have to. These poor people, these beautiful people, they're God's children. They're dying. And God sees this whole picture. He sees this great picture of the whole earth. He says, I got these over here. These kids are dying. And all these are coming in with AIDS and all these terrible diseases. And you know, so the best thing to do is just shorten this time because this climax. And now, my brother was telling me about people over in Africa getting killed for righteousness' sake. There's many being slain. There's many people being tortured. There's many people going through troublesome times because of their love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you love the Lord Jesus Christ, the enemy comes in this last days. He comes in to come against every heart and every life of every person. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. He comes to lame you. He comes to take away that main desire that you have, the Son of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this you have to work every day of your life. That you, every day, if I don't work with the best I can do, I get a step behind. And that means I'm backsliding. I've got to keep going forward. I got to keep desiring God. I got to desire. I got to work out my salvation with fear and trembling. I've got to do the same thing as I'm trying to do even in the natural. I'm trying to walk, do things to encourage that I will be able to maintain, that I might be useful for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we must work accordingly. It says what we have in the body is for a moment, but the things that we have for the Spirit live on forever. And it's a greater worth. Our life, our body is a temple of the Spirit of God, of the living God. But we are spiritual is beyond our body. It's going to live on forever. Our body is going to leave us very shortly. And we're going to have a new body. We're going to have a new vocation. We're going to have a new calling. We're going to have a new blessing. We're going to have that supernatural touch that we'll never have to feel the heat. We'll never have to feel the anguish that comes against our heart. We'll never have to feel that great powers of darkness coming against us when we have to cry out, Abba, Father, I need you, Lord. I need you. He will be with us. John the Beloved, seeing the church coming down out of heaven, he said the Father was going to be in the church. There'd be no more crying. There'd be no more heartaches. There'd be no more sorrow. There'd be no more decisions. There'd be no more troubles. No more need of firemen. No more need of policemen. No more need of lawyers. And no more need of doctors. No more need of ambulances. All the things in life that we have to have for us to be able just to maintain for probably 80, 85 years at the maximum. And we have to have these supports to keep us even that place. But God's calling forth very shortly, says, my people, look to me, and I, the Lord thy God, shall move upon thee mightily. Call to me. I say the world this day should call upon the Lord their God. If they would call upon me, I will truly answer them, and I shall bless them. And I shall encourage them. My people need to seek the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul. And I have all their witness that I would bless them, that I would increase their love, that I would give them a power, I would give them a strength. That I say my church this day is far from me. And I say it's very shameful of its attire. I see the shame of the nakedness upon my people. And I say they're clothed shabbily in this last days. They're clothed in a way and they've lost their first love. They've lost that precious gift of the one that sent them, my Spirit. They do not no longer want my Spirit in their services. They think they know about my word more than my Spirit does. And they can do more without my Spirit. And they leave him outside shamefully. He sits out there and he waits. He beckons. He moves upon them. And they just say, well, they call him as an it. But I say he's not an it. He is my part of me, says the Spirit of God. He is mine. He is part of myself. And I say he's been being used unsoundly. They've done great treacherous things against him. They killed my son. They put him on a cross. And they took his life. And I say, through that, many shall live. But I say, he was also abused. He was also rejected. He was also spit upon. And he was moved upon in a way that was not proper. For he is the Lord of God. He was my son. And I say they're doing the same with my spirit this day. The same spirit that lifted up my son. They're putting him out. And they do not want him no longer. They don't want what he has. They do not want what he can do. And I say they're very lean in their services. I say they're very great in head knowledge. I say my people have great head knowledge this day. I say they have revivals about head knowledge. And I say head knowledge just makes you puffed up. And I say when you get puffed up, there's pride within you, oh man, oh woman. I say when that pride, it shall ruin you. It shall diminish you. It shall bring you down and break you. It will take you down to a flight of stairs that you cannot come back. And you will not be able to return. My people need to wake up this day. For I, the Lord thy God, have given you the tools to move. I gave you my word. I gave you my son. I gave you my spirit. And I say, what have you done with them this day? For I say you're not very wise. You've made a corporation within thy own hearts. Thine own words. And they have used my word, but they've left out my spirit. And I say you've given to yourself those great names. But I say to the times of times, when you're down under, that name will be discarded down there. You will not have fellowship down there. It will be a terrible time. It will be a time of disgust. It will be the time of troublesome times that you've never seen before. And there will be no ending of it. I say my people need to wake up this night in America. If you're out there this night, you need to wake up, said the Spirit of God, that you might be able to call upon me. And I would call, if you would repent, I would hear thy cry. But I say my America does not repent. I need my people this night. You should repent. You should call upon the Lord thy God. And if you would call upon me, I would heal thee. But I say, thou holdest back. What holdest thou to serve the Lord thy God? I say nothing but thy pride. Nothing because of thy stubbornness. I say my people are stubborn. Oh, hallelujah. For I, the Lord thy God, seeth these things. But where art thou this night? I wish to encourage thee. I wish to lift thee up. I'm able to strengthen thee. But my people do not want me. They look tomorrow in their great synagogues, their great churches, their great great, great, great pews. But where am I? They say my name, but they're using it as the heathen uses my name. They're doing it as a byword. And I say it is not to be used that way. The Holy God of heaven is out. My word is above all words. And I have given truly all blessings. But where art thou tonight? Where art thou, O man? O woman, where art thou? Will thou stand before the Lord thy God in that day and give an answer when thou hast none? No, thou wilt not be able to, because thy conscience will not be able to allow thee to speak in thine own defense, because thou art found wanting. Thou art found guilty. And my church needs to wake up this night if thou would remain, because I'm coming through the clouds of glory. I'm coming! My people need to rake. My people need to seek the Lord their God. For I'm calling for a holy people, a righteous people, and I'm still giving thee time. But I say that time is getting short. And I say this time next week, thou shalt have probably hasn't moved from where thou art this day. Many hearts will be more harder next week than they are this night. And I say they keep going harder and farther back. And I say their days are getting short. My people that know me this night, thou must be prepared to leave very shortly, because I'm coming soon. I see a great epidemic of troubles upon this land. There's problems coming in the face of this land that you've never seen before. There's gangs. There's heartaches. There's disasters. And I say thy police forces And those who are in charge will not be able to cope with the things that this nation shall face. There's troublesome times, but I say that my nation, this nation was under my name this night, is far from me. They've forgotten that I am the Lord their God. They've forgotten that they went into their own swelling words. And I say they think it's profitable to be in someone's church on Sunday morning. They say then, what church do you go to, brother or sister? Because that gives them great esteem. That gives them great worth. And I say their hearts are far from the Lord their God. And they're going to feel that day when I will give them the judgment. And they shall miss that final day. And I say, my people, repent, repent, repent. Call upon me. And I shall heal thee, and I shall bless thee. What do I have to do? I say this one that I'm using is just a mortal nobody. But I say he's yielded to my spirit. And that's what I wish for all of you that's high and mighty. You that are high and mighty, if you will move to my spirit, yes, I shall move upon you also. I'm not a selfish God. I am not a respecter person. But I say when thou sits back, and thou denies the move of my spirit. Yea, there's a time when I, the Lord thy God, shall choose to go against thee, my ones. Even though thou hast a great degree, thou hast paid many a lot of attention in studying and learning my word. But this night, thou hast choose to come against my spirit. And thou cannot even see the damage that thou hast done. My church, wake up for this night. For I'm here calling thee. Come, my ones, come. And I shall bless thee, and I shall forgive thee. For this message is going to be soon closed off. My church, lean not in thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge me, and I shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from iniquity. And if thou shalt do these things, I shall bring salvation to thy land. I shall bring forgiveness to thy heart, and I shall bring mercy upon me, and I shall bring completeness. I shall bless thee, and I'll move upon thee mightily, for I am here as a just God to love thee. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! For I am here to praise. I say my church has been so longer. If anyone prays in my spirit, yea, they are put out, kicked out of those sanctuaries. But I say it is of me. Saith the Spirit of God, so when you're kicking that out, you're kicking me out, saith the Spirit of God. Woe to those this night, woe to those who have brought damage to my household. For my household was once very large. My household is being diminished. My household needs to clean itself up to be ready, saith the Spirit of God.
I know God was here. No question about it. I've been with this friend a lot of time. He was right here on this. Oh, still here. It's an awesome thing. If we weren't where we should be, we wouldn't be here live today. Because his spirit's such powerful. Everybody's out. Don't have to worry. That's why we can't have unbelief in here.
God's not messing with the churches or nobody no longer. I don't care who we are. He is saying, it's time to wake up. It's time when Orleans was hit. It was a wake-up call. But America's not waking up at all. America's back beyond where they were. They're all hooked up in shady works, horrible things, atrocities, fornication, all the drunkenness and committing of all these things in this righteous nation. And if we don't wake up very shortly, we're going to be exactly as in Revelations for Babylon. Because we're going to be a place of a problem. God bless all of you. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people this night. I pray that you'd open the eyes of your people this night. Lord God, their eyes would no longer be blinded, but they would see clearly of your coming. They would see clearly of your calling. They would see clearly that they need to make themselves right. Father, we know that you're not using cover-ups no longer. And you're bringing us down to the bare place of their skin, that there cannot be nothing between us and you this night. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon your people. I pray that you bless your people mightily. And Father, for those that need correction this night, I pray that they would call upon you, they would ask you this night that you might forgive them, that you might help them, that you might save them, And Father, we pray for America this night. We pray for the world this night. We pray for Israel this night. We pray for peace of the whole world this night. We pray for the peace of God. We pray for the liberty of God, because we know that God, you're sovereign and you're coming back very soon. And Father, we want to please you this night. We want to make love to you this night. We want to walk with you, and we want to talk with you. We want to be your disciples. Father, we just pray for a mighty blessing on these that are out through the internet this night that's hearing this word. I pray that you'd bless those that are saved. Bless them mightily this night, and bless them. Let them grow in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for a mighty blessing. Father, we pray for thy loving countenance to be upon your people. And Father, we just thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.